All righty, we're picking it up then, the first regathering, Modern Israel, session 30A and 30B, this session. Now, a month ago, before our summer break, we finished up by looking at the DVD, Israel, A Nation Is Born, Part 4, covering the years 1967 to 1973, with Foreign Minister Abba Eban. So that's what we finished up with. Now, as we continue on in this session, we're going to look at a couple of the events that happened in that time frame. So we'll be looking at the video Against All Odds, Israel Survives. Session we'll be looking at is A Warrior Named Kalahani. We'll be getting a first-hand report of what was going up in the Golan Heights during the 1973 war. And, of course, we've already been introduced to Avigdor Kalahani, one of Israel's modern heroes. So that's where we're going this first half hour. Now, the next half hour, we'll have our break, and then the second half hour, we'll be looking at session 30B from Against All Odds, but this is the session on rescue at Entebbe, and we'll get a firsthand eyewitness report from two people that were involved in that incident, that very important rescue that occurred in Israel's history during this time period. So that's where we're going. So at this point, let's go to Program 8 on the DVD, A Warrior Named Kalahani. I'm going to turn off the recording equipment, and then I'll turn on the DVD. Okay, we're going to continue with the second half of our class this evening in Operation Entebbe. That's page 216A. That's the handout that you received. There's a few extra handouts up here if you didn't get them. So again, put that behind page 216. Now, refer to your handout. I'd like you to take a look at your handout. I just want to read the first paragraph to introduce you to Operation Entebbe. Okay, everybody there? Operation Entebbe was a counter-terrorist hostage rescue mission carried out by commandos of the Israeli Defense Forces at Entebbe Airport in Uganda, July 4, 1976. A week earlier, on the 27th of June, an Air France plane with 248 passengers was hijacked by members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. We looked at the origin of that group a while back. And the German Revolutionary Cells, and flown to Entebbe, the main airport of Uganda. The local government supported the hijackers, and dictator Idi Amin personally welcomed them. The hijackers separated the Israelis and Jews from the larger group and forced them into another room. That afternoon, 47 non-Israeli hostages were released. The next day, 101 more non-Israeli hostages were allowed to leave on board an Air France aircraft. More than 100 Israeli and Jewish passengers, along with the non-Jewish pilot, Captain Bako, remained as hostages and were threatened with death. How will this turn out? All right, we're going to get a first-hand report here in just a moment. Now, the only rescuer who was killed during Operation Entebbe was the commander, Lieutenant Colonel Yonatan Netanyahu. There were some injuries, but he was the only rescuer that died in the operation. He is the brother of Benjamin Netanyahu, the current prime minister. He was the brother of Benjamin Netanyahu. And so this is a very important incident, not only in the history of Israel, but in the history of the Netanyahu family as well. All righty. So we'll take a look at Against All Odds, Program 12, Rescue at Entebbe. So let me turn off the technology here, and we'll get the DVD going.